like a broken record because we got screwed. Got screwed. No one in the league wants to open up against both Harbaugh brothers week one and two on the road. Give us one at home. Give us one on the road. Give me a Harbaugh at home and a Harbaugh on the road, and you don't hear me blanking and moaning.
Running a business gets more complicated every year, so you need a trusted advisor in your corner, especially when it comes to your workers' comp program. ProGroup Management has been helping Nevada's self-insured businesses for over 20 years. Whether your business is retail, trucking, building, agriculture, or auto, our team has the expertise to make sure your coverage meets your needs. And at a price that fits your budget. Our award-winning team keeps track of all the important regulatory issues that impact your business. We help with safety, compliance, and inspections, because that's what you should expect from a trusted business partner. Find out how to have ProGroup Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com, or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
There's plenty of fun out there. Find yours with Taos. This month at Findlay Volkswagen Henderson, all new 2024 Taos models are eligible for 0% APR for 60 months or $1,500 customer bonus. Comfortable inside, confident outside, and with tech at your fingertips, Taos is designed to make your daily drive a joy. Hop in. It's a Volkswagen. Check us out online at FinleyVW.com.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer ends 7/1/2024.
Finley Volkswagen.
Daily, with over 65 locations, there's always a PT's Tavern near you. Visit PT'sTaverns.com to find your favorite neighborhood tavern.
Lynn loves the spring in Vegas, but she hates to paint, so she called Rhino Shield.
It is a single-wide manufactured home. We moved from our stucco home, which we had the Rhino Shield on. Rhino Shield was what we were going to do. That was no question.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our climate right here in Las Vegas.
The Rhino Shield representative came, and we discussed what we wanted done. And this time, we had the roof done as well.
Act now and you'll get the guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
Even the people that have been a little younger than us have said they don't have to worry about getting just an everyday painter, because Rhino Shield has the 25-year warranty, and we truly believe in this product.
Here's Rhino Shield Shane Smith.
This offer is limited, so call me at 888-RHINO-FINLEY-TOYOTA.
Yeah. Of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. Car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a real customer review for Capriati's Sandwich Shop.
So incredibly good, you will cry while eating.
Ah, yes, sometimes a mouth-watering meal becomes an eye-watering meal. That's why our award-winning cheesesteaks come with a napkin. One side for mopping up delicious melty cheese, and another side for soaking up tears of joy. Try the pile-high cheesesteaks that leave cap addicts whooping and weeping. Get totally subsessed at Capriati's, home of America's greatest sandwich.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Where does a journey to wellness begin?
Do you start looking for diet ideas? Or searching for exercise plans? Actually, you don't have to look far. Just look to the first two letters of the word wellness. We means you don't have to figure it out yourself. It means your hopes and challenges are a perfect match for our knowledge and resources. It means anything you want to achieve, together, we can achieve better. Because wellness begins with we. Intermountain Health. The power of we.
GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer, paying top dollar for your car, truck, sports car, exotic. What are you waiting for? We want to buy your car right now. Find out why thousands of satisfied customers across the United States put more money in their pocket by going to GiveMeTheVIN.com. I told my buyers, let's get them bought. Right now is the time to go.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it.
McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware is your one-stop place to shop with everything you need for your next project. Catering to plumbers, HVAC, and construction workers, they open early so you can pick up what you need before the job. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware on South Decatur between Tropp and Russell.
This sports update is brought to you by Finley Volvo Cars, Las Vegas' fastest growing luxury brand, putting safety first since 1927.
High drive in a deep right field. Back goes Lopez. Forget it. Into the bullpen it goes. A line drive home run by Drew Luckbauer.
Russ Langer with the call as the Aviators defeat the Bees 5-1 yesterday. They'll be on the road for their series against Tacoma. That starts tomorrow.
More Silver and Black Talk on the Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker and Vinny Bonsignor.
Second and eight, O'Connell again under center. Tucker motions to the right, now back to the left. A run to Zamir White into the hole at the 5 and the 10, 15, 20 into the secondary as Zamir White bursts out to the 28 before he's brought down by McMillan. A 24-yard pickup to get all that space and more.
No, you definitely have an intent, right? I think that as you go in your game plan, you're trying to find different ways to get your main guys the ball. And then, you know, other players kind of get the benefits of it. So if Tay's sitting on the backside and they want to double or cloud or do whatever, then the guys on the front side get the benefit of less coverage. And so I think you go into those game plans, you find different ways to make sure they're touching the ball. Because usually when they're touching the ball, it's going to help everybody in the process, right? Your quarterback completion percentage is going to go up. You're going to get other guys open in different situations. So it's important that you get the ball in those guys' hands. But at the same time, I think the other guys benefit from it too, because now we just get a really good flow of run, pass, and mixing the ball all over the field. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the offense to where we have a bunch of guys doing a bunch of different things. So hopefully when people want to play one guy, we can go another direction.
Raiders OC Luke Getsy on moving the ball around and getting good tempo out of this West Coast offense. We're back here on the Morning Tailgate and reading your text up at 702-365-9200, brought to you by the Dollar Loan Center. Hey, real quick, we see up on when we talk about the Dak Prescott, you know, pending free agency and what the Raiders could use at quarterback, and if they don't see what they want in Aiden O'Connell this year, then what? Because it all affects something. When every quarterback gets signed, it does have an effect on the Raiders. The way Trevor Lawrence got signed last week to his extension, well, it affects the Raiders, especially when conversations like this. And they get a little uncomfortable because we see Eric from the 619. Dak, stop it. I have more faith in Aiden than I do with Dak. LOL. Okay.
What are you watching?
Out of
literally, just, what are you watching?
And what don't you like?
Yeah, if you actually feel like, based on body of that you have more faith, and this is not against Aiden O'Connell whatsoever. He just is a kind of a blank slate mm-hmm. at this point. So there's a lot of projection that you're going to have to do. But I don't think people realize how good of a quarterback Dak Prescott's been. I really don't. It's obvious. No, I mean I shouldn't even say.
I mean,
he was
second in the AP voting last year.
Yeah, it's obvious that you're pinning things on one thing and one thing only, and that's, you know, the measure of success that the Cowboys have had in the playoffs. And I've cited some numbers that would suggest it's not the playoff losses haven't always been on him, maybe even mm-hmm. not on him compared to, you know, some other factors that have played into it. I mean, this guy's been a really good quarterback in the NFL, and the numbers don't lie in that, and they're not made up numbers or fake numbers. The record that it's not just statistics, like he helps his team win. That record in the NFC East, what is it, 32-8?
Yeah, 32-8.
That's spectacular. 9-4 against the Eagles, who have been the, you know, standard bearers there for the bulk of those 8 years, let's say.
And went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Went to two Super Bowls.
Yes. And yeah. This, under Dak's. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And during Dak's time, mm-hmm. you know, with the Cowboys. So, and, you know, when you talk about putting a really good team together, it feels like the Cowboys, they always feel a little top heavy, to me in some regards. You know, their owner is making the calls basically on the personnel. They haven't always made the right decision, I don't think, in terms of the coaches. They've held on to coaches for maybe a little bit too long, but when you look at the body of work of Dak Prescott, to suggest that he's, you know, less than a guy that's going into his second year as a fourth round pick from Purdue, I got to question what you're actually watching. And I think there's always this anti-Cowboy thing. You either love them or you hate them.
I think that's a big part of it too. Yeah.
So you're just going to hate, you know, you're just gonna hate, which is, you know, but if you just take away the emotion, just look at things logically and look at the numbers and the body of work. He's definitely somebody that any good team would want to inquire about and probably be open to paying the going rate for a quarterback. If you're going to pay Trevor Lawrence that kind of money, there's no way. Now, that's a guy that you can justifiably say he hasn't earned that money. That is a full-on bet. That's a full-on huge gamble. It's, you might as well go down to you know, any of the casinos here and throw all your money on something that isn't a guarantee, because there's no guarantee. And not to say that there's a guarantee that Dak's going to take you to the promised land, but he's taken some teams to the play. He's played at a way higher level than Trevor Lawrence.
That's like playing a game of skill when you put your money on somebody like Dak as opposed to Trevor Lawrence, which is really a game of chance.
You just,
you're going to go and pony up your dough on a game of war.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
I get it from the Jacksonville Jaguars perspective. You're betting on the upside that still remains. There's an argument to be made, and this is the argument that the Jaguars are making, or at least the bet that they're making, is that they haven't seen full-on, high-end, reaches his ceiling Trevor Lawrence, and they believe that that ceiling is a spectacular ceiling, and if he gets there, then everything is great in Jacksonville. Well, can he get there?
You're going to love this text. Hardcore Raider from the 719. Please, no to Dak. He's mediocre at best.
Wow, and mediocre.
He crumbles under pressure. No way that dude is worth $50 million plus.
What numbers say that he crumbles? That's what I'm at. If you could throw words around all you want, but please explain to me how he's a mediocre quarterback compared to his contemporaries.
I mean, he's 2-5 in the playoffs, but still, it wasn't like he played bad.
No.
14 touchdowns, 7 picks. Still had a completion percentage of like 65%.
Right.
I mean, that, it wasn't all on him.
No, definitely not. I want to know where the word mediocrity comes into play. That's just ridiculous.
I mean, mediocre is somebody that's going to win as many games as they lose. Yeah. And it will keep both teams in it because they keep making turnovers. There's average quarterbacks. You've seen them, in this region before.
Mediocre isn't even average. That's not average.
It cracks me up. But also, Dylan.
He's 73-41 as a starting quarterback. That's
well bad. Above average.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And Dylan, Buchanan, I love it, Dylan. All caps today. Very nice. Way to send it in. Don't forget how bad the NFC East was for a long time. Raiders would have made the playoffs if they played in the NFC East. This is good stuff, man. I tell you what.
36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions last year. That's mediocre, Clay.
Yeah.
That's mediocre in today's football, I guess, by some. 36 touchdowns compared to 9 interceptions last year. 69.5% of his passes completed. 4,516 yards, 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Get out of here with mediocre.
I mean, let's say you put in like over 10 years in the league and your record is 72-87 out of 160 games, more or less, right? 72 wins, 87 losses, one playoff game. That's Derek Carr. Okay. That's more close to like, all right, the middling average of the league. Okay. That's not Dak Prescott. Okay. You want to take a look at comparative stats with average and above average? Do the Derek Carr, Dak Prescott, you know, comparison. That might help. But listen, Raider Nation is not at all on board with this Dak Prescott thing. And then we're just making a projection because one way or another, Antonio Pierce is going to find the quarterback that they're looking for. They feel like they're going to win now. So why not find a quarterback that is also poised now?
This is all predicated on what happens if they're back in the quarterback business next year.
And they're looking for options.
Right. I mean, if Dak Prescott is available, truly available, how do you not go down that road compared to what the alternatives would be? Run it back again. If you're in the quarterback business, that means something. That tells you what happened in the 2024 season. If you're saying not, we need to go improve at quarterback. So, 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions is mediocre, Clay.
No, sign me up. I mean, and feel good about it. Feel good that you're taking a chance, and it's a very good
with this
proposition.
Offense, you're putting him. Let's just say that everything comes back, you know, as is or close to it. I know that you're going to have to make some hard decisions on some players, but let's just say that it does come back, relatively, especially that offense with all the weapons that they have and Dak's, you know, experience. I don't get the mediocre at all.
Well, Raider Nation, that's why you want Aiden O'Connell to develop to become the man. This is why you want Aiden O'Connell to really take that step forward this year. So you don't have to deal with the questions like this. Hey, 702-365-9200. Make sure you text the word games into the text line. 702-365-9200. All the numbers that do qualify to win the 4-day, 3-night excursion to Liverpool, England, home of the Beatles, or you could just take the $3,000 payout. It's up to you. It's our summer of fun brought to you by Planet Nissan here on Raider Nation Radio.
Previously on Unnecessary Roughness.
Let's talk to our guy, Cam. Woo, Cam in Australia. Welcome to the show.
Mate, today is the best day I've had in a very long time. Turned on the LV Sports app, mate. Crystal clear. Not one single dropout. Just Q's soothing voice. Just going through the airwaves. Just beautiful.
Don't miss Unnecessary Roughness weekdays at 2 on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM.
Game 1 of the College World Series from Omaha, Saturday on ESPN Las Vegas, with Game 2 Sunday on 1230 The Game. Brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, home of the...
Woo! Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV. Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. This season, spring into adventure together in the Chevy of your choice.
See your Southern Nevada Chevy dealers.
Modelo is an official cerveza of the Las Vegas Raiders and the JT the Brick Show. Modelo Especial is the model Mexican lager. Everyone knows that hard work deserves a fitting reward. A Pilsner-style lager with a crisp, clean taste.
Ron White, live.
If your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery and they can give you 20/20 vision. But let me tell you something, folks. You can't fix stupid.
Friday, October 4th, the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Tickets on sale now at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. For mature audiences.
Hey everyone, it's Joey from Sky Diamonds in Town Square. Did you know we pay top dollar for Rolexes and natural diamonds? We are also a full service repair center for all your jewelry. Come to our beautiful showroom and sell your diamonds and Rolexes in a comfortable luxury store located in Town Square.
Patty Davidson here from BetMoneyHoney.com. Have you ever felt like the odd man out at a friend's house watching the game? After years in the sports betting industry, I can teach you the rules of different sporting events so you can now be part of that crowd of cheering fans with an understanding of the game. Plus, I can teach you how to place a bet on a game, which will completely change your perspective because you too can be a winner. Join me at BetMoneyHoney.com. That's BetMoneyHoney.com.
Personal injury law has been the same for a long time. We've had enough. Welcome to Sam and Ash, the new standard for personal injury law, where things are done the right way. Because you deserve a team that delivers real support and results. When you have both, your whole world can change. So if you've been hurt in a crash, call Sam and Ash, 702-303-0333. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.
The Honda you want is here, so drive in the moment with the versatile CR-V or Accord, both named a Car and Driver 10 Best. And when you're driving a Honda, you're driving the brand named Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Value Brand for 2023.
Stop by your Las Vegas Honda dealer today to get a great deal on an award-winning Honda.
See dealer for financing details. Car and Driver, December 2023, based on 2023 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Easy Cater. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Need food for a meeting or a company event? Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work, work. With easy online ordering and reordering. Save your favorite orders, make edits as needed, and click. We even help you with expenses by keeping your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy the food. From ordering to reporting, Easy Cater has everything to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Running a business gets more complicated every year, so you need a trusted advisor in your corner, especially when it comes to your workers' comp program. Pro Group Management has been helping Nevada's self-insured businesses for over 20 years. Whether your business is retail, trucking, building, agriculture, or auto, our team has the expertise to make sure your coverage meets your needs. And at a price that fits your budget. Our award-winning team keeps track of all the important regulatory issues that impact your business. We help with safety, compliance, and inspections, because that's what you should expect from a trusted business partner. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com, or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nick here with Stefano's. Ditch the burgers and fries and go Greek. Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill with four valley-wide locations. Stefano's delicious menu includes the best-tasting gyros, kebabs, shawarmas, and tastiest Greek salads, topped with our house-made dressings. Make sure to try our tzatziki and garlic sauce as well. Check out our newest location on Blue Diamond and Decatur. Order online or off the app. StefanosLV.com. Stefano's, since 1998. Real food, real fast, real healthy.
Zip Zap Auto has expanded into one of the largest independent auto repair shops in the valley. With 23 bays, over 12,000 square feet, Zip Zap is your one-stop shop, offering 24-hour smog test, oil changes, detailing, bodywork, engine, and transmission rebuilding. And Zip Zap provides free towing and diagnostics with qualifying repairs. No appointment necessary, 24-hour service. Zip Zap Auto at Cheyenne and North Durango Drive and online at zipzapauto.com.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
to the Morning Tailgate with Clay and Vinny.
All right. We love the texts that have just come in. A flurry of them have just popped into the text line. We will start the show with that tomorrow. Thank you for everybody who's participated. And keep listening each and every day for your chances to win the Summer of Fun brought to you by the Planet of Nissan. For Vinny Bonsignore, I'm Clay Baker. We thank you for listening. Coming up next, it'll be Rich Eisen here on Raider Nation Radio. Have a great day, everyone.
The city has to offer the Cove Bar and Arcade, a brand new hotspot featuring a wide variety of video games, golf simulators, shuffleboard, and more. A perfect place to let loose and have fun for all ages. And if you're looking for a luxurious and intimate experience, visit the Alexandra Spa and Salon. This hidden gym offers a variety of spa treatments, including baths, wraps, facials, haircuts, manicures, and pedicures, with special packages for men and couples. Come visit Treasure Island, where parking is always free.
Must be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly. Management reserves all rights.
Leaving your keys in the ignition is an open invitation to a car thief in their rush to get away.
Good dog. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J2 The Brick Show.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's, deliberately different since 1959.
Finley Volvo invites you to discover the first pure electric SUV from Volvo, the XC40 Recharge. Volvo's first battery electric SUV is fully connected, featuring the first infotainment system designed and built by Google and powered by Android.
Hey Google, turn up the heat.
With Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store built in, along with legendary Volvo safety, it's the SUV you've been waiting for. Learn more about the XC40 Recharge at FinleyVolvo.com.
NBA Summer League is coming back to Vegas July 12th through the 22nd. Log on to LVSportsNetwork.com and register to win tickets in the exclusive Michelob Ultra Courtside Deck, which includes complimentary food and drinks. Contest ends July 8th, so go to LVSportsNetwork.com and sign up today.
For over 85 years, Labor's Local 872 and Las Vegas have teamed up to change the world of entertainment, sports, and economic development. Laborers Local 872 is a proud member of Team Vegas. From 1937 to today, Local 872 has been moving Las Vegas forward. Our members built the Hoover Dam Extension Bridge, finished City Center, expanded our roads, and made Vegas the biggest stage in sports. Vegas is ready. It's game time.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Jeff, how's the new job working out?
Really sucks. Terrible boss and the paycheck is even worse. I gotta get a new job.
Truck you.
Wait, what?
Truck you.
You don't have to curse at me.
Dude, you should check out Truck You CDL training. My brother got his CDL license in 4 weeks and now he has a new career making great money.
Okay, I'm listening.
Truck You offers small classes with night and weekend times available. They will even help with payment programs. Check them out. Truck, the letter U, LV.com. Truck You.
Poor physical connectivity and high bandwidth usage are two common network problems faced by most companies in Las Vegas. I'm Georgios, the sales manager at Les Olson IT, and we want to help. Our multi-point network analysis will identify your network's problems and offer solutions to improve its performance. This assessment is free for a limited time. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Tom got a new ride.
Hey, Tom, sweet ride.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Tom, sweet ride.
That's my ex-girlfriend.
Thanks, Marcy.
Did Tom get a raise? Did he win the lottery?
Nah, I just got a sweet loan from One Nevada Credit Union.
Smart move, Tom.
Thanks. They have great terms, low rates, and an easy approval process. All I needed to do was find a sweet ride.
Get a sweet loan for a sweet ride at onenevada.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our one focus is you.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J to the Brick Show.
Turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey, bacon, avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Sliced fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSubs.com.
Sliced fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
Sound off, Raider Nation. Join JT the Brick weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. for the most interactive talk show in sports talk radio. We are R&R 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network reporter Mike Garofolo. Coming up, senior NBA writer for The Athletic, Joe Varden. Best-selling author and golf writer, Alan Shipnuck. And now, sitting in for Ridge, it's Andrew Siciliano.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's Andrew, and I'm sitting in for Rich, but you know that, everybody. After a great golf weekend, really a cool sports weekend. I went to a Dodger game Saturday before they all got hurt. What else this weekend? We had NBA Finals on Friday. We had the Stanley Cup Finals.
Was there a game on
well.
Friday?
Oh, there was a game on Friday. Hi there, Chris
minutes.
Brockman, noted Celtics fan.
There's a big boxing match. Two big boxing matches.
Tank.
Tank Davis with the KO. David Benavidez.
There you go.
Andrew's favorite thing, WWE. They had Clash of the Castle in Scotland. That was amazing. I'm going to get into it because you know how he gets when I talk wrestling.
I just don't see it as a sport, but look, no, it would be like me watching the new Presumed Innocent show on Apple TV with Jake Gyllenhaal, right? Great show. Scripted drama. I watched a couple episodes. You watched a couple episodes of, what is it, Wrestling in Scotland?
Yes.
It's a scripted drama. No, there is no debate there. It is a scripted drama. I love it,
man,
DJ.
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't let Drew McIntyre hear this.
It's peak athleticism, though. It's really impressive. I mean?
The Breaker hears that, actors are fantastic athletes. Okay, much like Cirque du Soleil.
Oh my
It's
God.
Scripted, and they're fantastic athletes.
Has anyone at Cirque du Soleil ever gotten hit in the head with a chair?
No, they haven't.
I mean, that would be cool.
Has anyone else in Cirque du Soleil got tombstoned by The Undertaker? I don't think
it would
so.
Be cool if they did.
That would be cool. Anyway, I digressed.
Could you imagine one of those guys coming off the top rope, like Macho Man,
right?
Or hitting a stunner on someone?
Rory McIlroy was hit with a folding chair on 18 yesterday.
He really was.
Yes, figuratively speaking, hit with a folding chair. There was no fake blood packet, however, and he did not do the post-game interview.
I went to the driving range after last night with Cage, and we were putting, and I practiced like 54 footers just to see.
And?
I mean, I didn't make all of them.
Okay.
You know, it does happen from time to time.
Were you 470 or 469? What was the number?
456.
456.
In a row under 450.
Okay. So, again, if you missed, maybe you had Father's Day plans. They didn't have the golf on. Maybe you're watching Red Sox Yankees. Maybe like me, you flipped over right around when everybody was making the turn yesterday at Pinehurst to watch the Guardians almost rally from back down five and win in Toronto. But alas, they did not. I'm not sure about that pitching injury in the ninth inning, but I digress. But down the stretch, Rory, after catching fire with birdies on three out of four, just blew 2 4-foot putts. And Bryson DeChambeau, to his credit, was amazing getting up and down with an amazing par save on 18, 55 yards out of the sand after somehow landing in the sand, having the ball in the native area, as they call it, which is entirely area. That's an awkward
phrase. By the way, I'd never heard of wiregrass.
Wiregrass and native area. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But he was restlessly practicing that backswing there in the native area to try to get that ball out and not hit the tree branch root thing. And then he won. And both can be true. Okay, Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. Open despite not hitting a fairway to save his life with amazing saves all day. He's a lovable human now. He's Mr. YouTube. He is the Mr. Beast of golf YouTube, and he's now a two-time U.S. Open champion. Good for you. Like, and the other part of that equation is Rory blew it. And it was heart-wrenching to watch. And it led to the conversation you and I, Chris Brockman, had earlier today when we both sat down, both drinking coffee, both trying to shake off.
You were having coffee.
I was drinking coffee. Both trying to shake off, how about this, the after effects of long weekends that may or may not have included alcohol. And you said, and I'm going to paraphrase here, you were devastated for Rory, and you were far, far more emotionally affected and devastated for Rory McIlroy than you were for your boyhood love basketball team, hometown-ish, Boston Celtics, losing Game 4 of the NBA Finals on Friday.
By like 100 points.
Yeah, 100 points. Totally. And that, to me, I cannot wrap my head around.
But and I'm confused by that because, look, there's a game tonight. The Celtics play again tonight.
Right.
There's not a fifth round of the U.S. Open today.
Understand.
So there's still another chance.
I turned it around, or I took it. I changed the question a little bit, and I said, would you have been as affected, or would you feel worse for Rory if that wasn't Game 4, if the Celtics had just lost the finals Friday night? In other words, they lose to the Mavericks, they're done. Like, go home, the season's over, that's it. And you said,
oh, well, how do they lose?
And I can't conceive that that's even the follow-up question. Which gets to my point. Maybe it's me, I cannot be emotionally connected. I love the story. Like, yesterday was 5 hours of can't get off the couch, like, edge of the seat, like, what high drama. It's why we watch sports. It was amazing, right? Amazing television. But I can't get emotionally connected to individual athletes. I love the story. Like, I can't wait for the Olympics. Those are all amazing individual stories. But when they're done and you unpack all the emotion, I'm going to be okay sleeping at night. Now, I'll think about them when I wake up in the morning, but it's not going to affect me physically inside. But for team sports, for the teams that I grew up rooting for, you grew up rooting for the Boston Celtics. That will stay with me for days, for weeks, for months. I made a joke leaving last hour when we're going to break
about
the 2016 World Series.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not over 2016.
So then you only care about the laundry.
You could look at it that way. Let's unpack this. I mean,
that's Jerry Seinfeld's bit, right?
I know.
Sports are, we root for the laundry. So you're not invested in the people who wear the laundry then?
I am invested in it. I am. I guess what I'm saying is the stories are gripping. they're emotional. That's why we love sports. Like watching Rory with his hat pushed up on his forehead, wait, just praying for DeChambeau to miss that putt. And then that anguish leaving Pinehurst yesterday and not talking to the media and knowing that this will haunt him. Gut-wrenching.
Also, just what that dude has been through in the last 3 years, maybe, of golf, kind of trying to keep the sport together when a faction that Bryson DeChambeau is a part of.
Correct.
He was part of the lawsuit against the PGA Tour, you know, trying to split the game and fracture the game, and then the heartbreak at St. Andrews and his failures at the Masters. He had a personal issue recently that has since been patched up. That just... what this guy has been through, and to be that close again when it's been 10 years for a major, I really like him as a, I don't know him personally, obviously, but I'm a fan of his. I wanted that for him so bad in the worst way, and to see him so close and to lose the way, look, he didn't lose because of anything real physical. It was a mental thing.
It was totally mental.
Three-footer, my son can go out and make three-footers all day. And totally for him mental. To have that, miscue twice in the last three. It was just, I'm still gut wrenched for the guy. I don't even want to watch the highlights of it. It's just so painful to see.
I agree. I drove to work this morning and I wasn't emotionally affected by it anymore. I went to dinner afterwards last night. Like, it was all gut wrenching. I'm not trying to say I'm not human.
Yeah.
It's just, this is the way we consume sports. Michael Thompson, the legendary, the former first overall pick, NBA champion, now known by many as father of Klay Thompson. He and I used to do a radio show, as you know, here in L.A. on 710 ESPN, and we would have this argument all the time. And he'd be gutted when Roger Federer lost. I'm like, I'm happy you're a fan. I'm a fan. He's amazing. But it's not going to affect me emotionally. I'm just going to go have dinner afterwards. It's like... when the Browns lose a game, I'm dead to my family. Now, that's a me issue, but like it affects me like I can't believe.
Right, but the next year, half of those players on the Browns team will be on a different
team. Understand. Let's bring it here to this desk.
So it's literally just the laundry.
Bring it here to this desk. When Michigan loses, which they didn't last year, happy for Rich, right? But you see how that affects him.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's fandom right here. Okay? And you saying that the Celtics losing, like, if my team was on the verge of
because
a championship.
There's another game tonight.
Right. But the anxiety that I have had, like, when the Indians, the Guardians, whomever, are in the World Series or in the playoffs, which I've been lucky, they've been there a lot in my lifetime. Right. The angst from one game to the next, oh my God, they lost. They're going to screw it up next time. They're going to screw it up tonight. They're going to screw it up. Like, that anxiety, comparing that to a golfer, like, I can't compare that fandom in any way, shape, or it is incomprehensible to me.
I mean, I do think obviously having another game helped, but
sure.
I guess if it was game 7 on Friday night,
yeah,
and they lost by 50, oh my God, I'd probably never think about it. That'd be tough.
We have Jason Tatum here, actually. Hey, Hoskins, play Jason Tatum. Sorry about that, buddy.
We would love to win tomorrow more than anything. But if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. We have more opportunities. So just like setting that table of like, you know, don't surrender to that idea that we have to win tomorrow. We would love to, absolutely. But game 5 is the biggest game of the season because it's the next game on the schedule. So going with that mindset, and just have fun. And that's really what we talk about today, to get back to having fun, and being the team and how special we are and the team that got us here.
I got no problem with that.
I think
that's
super healthy.
I think that's wonderfully healthy.
That is a really unbelievably clear way of looking at not just sports at this level and
absolutely.
The pressure and the finality of it all, but just kind of a life mantra.
Yeah, but you know what? People don't want to hear that right now.
Don't want to hear
Celtics
what?
Fans don't want to hear a guy who's your star of your team saying, I believe people want him to be like, yo, we're coming out.
Yo,
to
I'm
win
a killer game. And we're going to win tonight. Like, blah, blah.
And you guys know that. You guys know that he's getting ripped somewhere right now on a show just like this.
For saying because, there's no pressure?
Yeah. Because that's what nobody wants to hear this, unfortunately. Like, they want. And it's a, I would assume, and Chris, you're a fan, so if it doesn't bother you,
I gotta,
sure
I,
not
I gotta say,
him.
If we don't win tonight, though, I'm gonna be pretty nervous.
Yes, so there you go.
So you can't be like, because there's no pressure, because you now have lost momentum, and now you're giving them hope. And one thing you don't want to do is give them hope. So I can't believe that that comment is going to go over very well with a large
I guess
of people
the irony of
and listening to it
of Boston being the only city to come back from 3-0 to be. To now blow a 3-0, that would kind of
right?
be something.
But
on the 20th anniversary of the 04 team?
True.
God, that would suck so bad.
Being a rational human being, yes, what he said was fine, perfect, and makes sense. But we're in the sports world, and it's not rational. So I know there are people losing their mind
fans
over that.
Fan is short for fanatic, you know? Of fans course. Fans aren't rational.
No, they're not. What Jason Tatum said, however, is rational. Because... There is nothing. There are a few. Let's talk topic bars here, like bottom of the screen. Like you're in the airport or the hotel.
Topic bar is
the
industry term, Andrew. Please
you look
explain.
Up and you see the debate show with the question on the bottom. More pressure on A or B? It's the laziest topic.
Is tonight a must-win game for Boston?
Right. It's the laziest topic of all time because there is pressure on everyone at every level in professional sports. Everyone at every level. You can argue your job is on the line every single night. So to argue, well, there's more pressure on this team or that is, it's the lowest common denominator. To quote Mike Mayock in NFL Network Total Access meetings back in the day, this is low-hanging fruit. I am not doing this. This is low-hanging fruit. Everybody's got pressure on them. Period. Full stop. So if Jason Tatum's going to go, hey, guys, it's no pressure. We just got to go play better. Okay, and that's it. And to your point about, hey, if they lose tonight, I'll be really nervous. There is nothing the Dallas Mavericks have shown that says they can win this series. I am sorry. They played one game. It was almost as if Luka came out and said, you know what? I'm going to get ripped all summer, right? People are going to question whether or not I can carry a team to a championship despite all his great success the last few years. People are going to criticize my defense and come up with analytics about how many guys I'd blow past me defensively. And like,
all of them.
Like, I better just...
Like you and
yeah,
DJ.
I better win this one tonight.
Good score.
And that's what they did. Okay? There is nothing that tells me they can win this series or win this game tonight. This really? Thing is going to end tonight, and you are
Ooh,
fine.
Not Ooh, even the okay? 12 games they won prior to this?
Ooh, Andrew.
No. There is nothing that tells me they can win this game tonight.
Can we just fast forward
Ooh,
to tomorrow?
Man, that's a bold statement right there.
This thing is over.
Well, historically speaking, over. Yes, but, you know, a 16 never beat a 1.
Wait, hold on. What was it? It was
twice
it,
in what, 4 years?
It's 155 or
it 156, I think.
It's 156, and Rory was 456 in a row. I don't like the 56s there.
Okay. It's a one man. This is a collective team thing. Sorry.
Like I said, a 16 never beat a 1, and then it happened twice in 3-4 years.
Correct.
So.
By the way, if the Mavericks... No, I'm not even going to say it.
Don't even put it out there, bro.
Keep going. Let's go break.
Not going to win.
Let's go break.
Joe Varden from The Athletic. He has insight on this. Covers the NBA.
What up, Joe?
Has a great headshot as well. He joins us next.
For the ones who keep stadiums buzzing and shop floors running, there's Grainger. Keep your operations humming with professional-grade maintenance, safety, and industrial products from Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, Grainger can help you stay on top of your game. Not sure exactly what you need? Huddle up with Grainger's product specialists. They'll tackle your toughest questions to help you move your team forward. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota...
Yeah. Of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
Farhan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe Personal Injury Law Firm. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia, a general term for memory loss and other cognitive abilities, and interferes with daily life. Alzheimer's disease accounts for 60 to 80% of dementia cases. Learn more at alz.org. This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe, voted best personal injury law firm. Call 702-877-1500.
Finley Auto Group is pleased to welcome the newest dealership in the Valley Auto Mall, Finley Nissan Henderson. Looking for a new or used Nissan car, truck, or SUV? Find your Nissan at Finley Nissan Henderson. Visit the showroom today to get the best deals and customer service on all Nissan makes and models. Right now, save big with 0% on 2024 Altimas, OAC, and Nissan Versus, starting at only $18,000. Browse their full inventory of new or pre-owned vehicles at FinleyNissanHenderson.com. Find your Nissan at Finley Nissan Henderson inside the Valley Auto Mall.
Every now and then life happens, and you or a family member need an outstanding criminal attorney. I'm Tony Abatangelo, and we are the Vegas Lawyers. Whether you need representation for DUI, domestic violence, record stealing, or any other criminal charge, we are here to help. The Vegas Lawyers' background of former judges and vast experience with the Nevada criminal system gives you skilled representation.
The Vegas Lawyers, a division of Paul Pata Law, where compassion and strong legal representation come together. Go to thevegaslawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Rob, owner of Desert Springs Pools. You may not know this, but we've been around since 1994, and we've built over 10,000 pools right here in Las Vegas. At Desert Springs Pools, we pride ourselves on excellent customer service, and the majority of our work is done in-house, which means you get the best pool at the best price. We make the process easy by assigning you a project manager that oversees your work from start to finish. We can do everything. Excavation to plaster in just 10 weeks. Call Desert Springs Pools today, and we'll get started on your dream pool.
License 375-735-2987.
Five.
This is the Rich Eisen Show desk right here, the Rich Eisen Radio Network. I'm not going to break the desk.
Please don't.
There was some concern that I hit the desk too hard last time, and I said, this thing isn't going to break. It's made by Grainger, okay? It's furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. It is sturdy.
It's got this iPad down here. It's luxurious. On this iPad, potentially, we could watch the NBA Finals this evening with the Boston Celtics. Will win their 18th championship. They will beat the Dallas Mavericks. I'm not going to guarantee it because I don't do that for recreational purposes only, but Brockman, breathe easy. I think it ends tonight. Joe Barden covers it for The Athletic. He joins us now on The Rich Eisen Show. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It is beautiful here today in Boston.
Beautiful. Like, beautiful day to win a championship. Beautiful.
Well, I can tell you this, Andrew. The Boston's finest are leaving nothing to chance. And already, all along Causeway and all the feeder streets, are guardrails. Boston Police and the Liquor Commission are telling the locals here that you cannot go into a bar after halftime, I believe. If you're already in a bar, you can stay, but you can't go into one after halftime. They're also trying to clear the streets immediately around the arena. There was a big crowd down here in Game 4 while we were all in Dallas, and it made them nervous. There was a huge police force here, Game 4, I'm told. And so tonight, as of yesterday, the bar owners from here all the way past the North End, all the way into the center of the city, they were all told about, you know, closing your doors to new customers, like preparing for craziness in the event of a celebration. So regardless of what you and I think about the end of the series maybe coming tonight, Boston Police and city administration certainly are preparing as though that's the case.
Joe, stay there. Let's bring in card-carrying Boston fan Chris Brockman.
Hey.
That makes no sense. I mean, I get it from a safety perspective, Joe. I totally understand that. I don't know that I've ever heard
safety.
Anything like that.
I've never
that.
Heard anything like this. It seems like that's not going to go over well with the certain Fitzes and Sullys there in Boston, but I'm curious. I've never heard anything like this, Joe. Have you?
No. Well, this is my ninth finals. I missed the year that it got pushed back and Team USA was playing at the same time. So that's where I was. But otherwise, I've never seen this, and I've had some finals that were closed out at home, even in Denver last year, and there turned out to be some unfortunate violence. We didn't see this. We didn't see the closing of bars, closing of streets, that kind of thing. And I remember walking back from the arena to the hotel. Like tonight, they're talking about to get to certain hotels, you'll actually need an NBA security escort.
Wow, that is wild.
Way late, you know, after we do all of our work.
Wow. Talking to Joe Varden here from The Athletic, who is there in Boston covering what I think will be a Celtics closeout victory tonight. You know, much like with the bars, the Celtics have been, you know, blocking the Mavericks at halftime as well from participating for the rest of the game. I just can't see Joe, despite their valiant effort on Friday. Again, in retrospect, it seems like Luka just kind of went, listen, I know I'm going to be ripped by most of the NBA media and world and doubted now heading into the next offseason, so I may as well just show up and we might as well do this tonight on Friday to save face. I know that sounds negative and sarcastic. I just can't see them mustering that again tonight.
Yeah, I don't know that they mustered anything more than they had given in this series. I just think Boston played a pretty undisciplined, pretty unfocused first half. And just, you know, you kind of get into that mentality of, oh, well, we have more chances at this. The first two quarters didn't go well, and then they were totally run off the floor early in the third quarter. You know, I thought Dallas, I mean, like Dallas's game plan is the same. The starting lineups they use are the same. Jason has sort of said, like, we're not a lineup switching team. That's not in the position they're in. So I just thought Boston, didn't do as good of a job targeting Luka on defense and running him through that grinder. I thought he played a little bit better. He didn't complain to the officials. And then offensively, the Mavericks were able to get a couple of runners at the rim and also get to that corner three. But the numbers were still basically Luka, Kyrie, and then everybody else, until garbage time when Tim Hardaway Jr. made five threes in the fourth quarter. Like, Kyrie and Luka, and then I guess, Lively were their only three players in double figures. So, you know, I think I lay this a lot on Boston. You know, Dallas certainly didn't quit. They didn't lay down. But this was a Celtics situation. Jason Kidd was right. He said that the Celtics were ready to celebrate. I expect a much more focused effort tonight on the part of the Celtics, but we have to remember, other than game one, this has been a close series. And actually now, because of the blowout in game four, point differential wise, Dallas is actually leading the series. So all that's to say, long-winded way, Boston's going to be better tonight, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's enough to get it done.
And look, I understand what I said sounded negative and sarcastic, and I get it. I also realize that if Luka hadn't fouled out of game three, then maybe this is an entirely different conversation. And to me, Joe, that is the massive what if. Like, the massive what if hanging over this series. What if he had not fouled out?
Yeah, I think so. There was a bunch of time left in the fourth quarter, enough time. And actually, they were only down three when Luka goes out. They actually cut it to one. Another time they had a look at it, they were only down two. So you have to say something like that. At the same time, Luka wasn't really moving well or playing well for him. You'd love to get him in a closing situation, though. So, yeah, I mean, the same thing could be said for Boston in the conference finals. Like, they sweep the Indiana Pacers.